Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an illuminating teaching titled, If You Love the Lord. Today he speaks about what love means to God. Come along.
John chapter 14, verse 15. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. John 14, 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me. And the Father will love him. And I will love him. And I will manifest myself to him. Jesus said, the first one, he just said, if you love me, keep my commandments. The second one is that if you love me, keep my commandments. But this time he adds a promise. He said, I will manifest myself to you. 23, he says the same thing. If a man loves me, he will keep my commandments. And the Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. So in these three scriptures, what I want us to notice is that Jesus spoke about loving him. So today I want to speak on the subject, if you love me. Tell someone, if you love me. Jesus spoke about loving him. Now, love means different things to different people, depending on who you are and depending on where you are. And sometimes even your culture determines what love means. For some people, if you give them money, it means you love them. If you don't give them money, it means you don't love them. For some people, if you give them flowers, it means you love them. If you don't give them flowers, it means you don't love them. So it means different things to different people. So what does love mean to God? One comment I want to say about love and the way God defines love is that the love of God is not emotional. The love of man, it's emotional, like the way you love somebody. But the love of God is not based on the emotions. The love of God primarily is centered on your will. In other words, your choices or your ability to choose. So your choices reflect the love of God. So it emanates from your will. That is why it's a command. It's a command because you can choose it. You can decide to say yes. You can decide to say no. So it is an exercise of our will, the power of our choice. Basically, that's what it is. That is why even you can be unhappy with somebody emotionally and still love the person by saying the right things and by doing the right things according to the Bible. But maybe emotionally, you are not happy because you are not using your emotions to manifest the love of God. You are using your will. So you don't have to even feel good to be able to follow the love of God. Primarily, it comes from your will. So here Jesus said, if you love me, what will you do? He goes straight to your will. He said, you will keep my commandments. In other words, with your will, you will decide that I will keep God's commandments. The Lord says, for example, forgive. If you love him, when you read that scripture, you may meet somebody who maybe says something about you and it hurt you so much. Maybe a gossip. He said something which was not true. And now, when you meet the person, something says you should squeeze your face and just pass by. But if you love him, you will remember his commandments that we should forgive. So you may not be happy with the person, but you exercise your will and say hello and greet the person. That's why Jesus said you should love your enemies. Love your enemies. Not that you feel good, but it's an exercise of your will. Then in the next verse, like I said, he said the same thing. He that hath my commandments. In other words, even having it is part of loving God. He it is that loveth me, and he who loves me shall be loved of my Father. He said, I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. So the second one too is an exercise of your will, basically. And the third one, if a man love me, he will keep my commandments, and the Father will love him, and will make our abode with him. The presence of God will be with him. So we are talking about, if you love me, Jesus said, keep my commandments. Now, when we say keep the Lord's commandments, it's a process. Sometimes somebody can say one thing, but that thing that he has said, it's a process. For example, I can tell you boil rice. It's just one thing, but it's a process. In the sense that there are several steps before the rice will be boiled. You have to buy the rice. You have to get a cooker. You have to put the rice in a pan. You have to put water in it. You have to switch on the cooker. You have to cook. You have to wait. You have to dish it out. And then you have to eat it. So it's a process. So it comes as a single command. But it's not as simple as that. There are steps to be taken before you finally see the command executed. So in the same way, when the Lord says, keep my commandments, you must understand that it's a process. So what is that process? Today I want to share with you a scripture which I believe reveals partly the process. In Proverbs chapter 2 verse 1, Solomon said, my son, if thou receive my words and hide my commandment with you, verse 2, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Verse 3. If thou criest after knowledge and lifted up your voice for understanding. Verse 4. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Verse 6. So here verse 6 tells us about the end of the process. It says the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. So in other words, before you can even understand, before you get to the wisdom, and wisdom is the application of knowledge, before it can even be done. Proverbs 15 verse 2, it says the tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright. So before you can even finally now apply it by wisdom, there is a process. So here, this is Solomon talking to his son about how to receive God's word. And he goes through a process. So I just want us to look at that process briefly. Number one, you have to be a son. That's not a son. You see, to keep God's commandments, first of all, you must be his son. If you are not born again and you are not a son of God, we cannot even start talking about keeping his commandments. It is not possible. That is why unbelievers cannot even start keeping God's commandments. It's not possible. Because you need God to help you and to even to give you the grace to even start keeping it. So if you are not a son, and the reason why if you are not a son, you cannot even start to keep God's commandments is that you are blind. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4, this is what Paul says about those in the world. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel, which is the image of God, should shine upon them. So here the Bible is saying that unbelievers cannot even keep God's commandments. Why? Because they are even blind. They can't even see it. You can talk about so many things that, look, if you are a child of God, don't lie, but you won't see it. If you are a child of God, don't steal, but you won't see it. If you are a child of God, don't be into immorality, but you can't see it. Because you are blind. A blind man can't see anything. And the Bible says that blindness comes because the devil has blinded the minds of them that believe not. So in other words, you cannot see. I remember one thing that used to puzzle me when I wasn't born again is why people go to church. Because I said, if you go to church, why joy is in going to church. I couldn't find why. It's not exciting. It's boring. People go and clap their hands, worship, they sing. What is that? So if you understand, they can read verses, they can read scriptures, but because you are cut off from God, you are dead. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, the Bible says, you has he quickened, the word quickened means made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. The Bible says, trespass means to break a known law. A sin means you don't meet the mark. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Pass mark is 50, but you are 49.5. You are failed. So it says that when you break God's laws, it makes your spirit to die. And when somebody is dead and you give him a book, he can't read it. When somebody is dead and you start talking to him, giving him instructions, he can't hear it. When somebody is dead and you tell him, look, this is what you must do, and you need to explain things to him from the Bible, he cannot respond because he's dead. So that is why we have to be the children of God. So the minute you become born again, a child of God, suddenly the word of God begins to make sense to you. Why? So now you are in the process of what? Receiving it. That's why you have to be born again.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that the process of keeping God's commandments as proof that you love him begins first with becoming a son by being born again. Tune in again for another powerful session with Kakra Baden.
Hi, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for listening to us. Today I have a special message for you, and I want to encourage you to be part of our FUEL. Somebody will say, what is FUEL? Our FUEL, our partners, they fund our mission. They understand our mission. They empower our mission. And they love the mission. That's FUEL. We have been broadcasting around the world in so many different countries. As I speak to you, we have a TV broadcast that covers over 50 countries around the world. And each week, we are broadcasting approximately to about 6.7 million people. Apart from that, we have dedicated broadcasts in individual countries. Like Ghana, we cover the whole of Ghana, in over 60 stations around Ghana. We cover every blade of grass, in districts, in capitals, in cities, everywhere. People are hearing the word of God. In Sierra Leone, we are broadcasting throughout the whole country. In Liberia, we are doing the same. In Kenya, we are reaching the country. And so the word of God is moving all around. In Cote d'Ivoire, we are broadcasting in French, and many people are being transformed and they are being changed by the power of God. That's what we have been doing on Air Power. So our message is reaching people, thousands of people, millions of people. My Facebook page, Kakra Baden, has a reach of over 400,000 people. And every week, we're talking about close to over 250,000 people listening to God's word, reading the devotional, or connecting to something. That's how big the word of God can be. Now, all this is supported financially by our partners. And today, I want you to be a partner. Maybe you have been listening to the message. Maybe you have been blessed. Maybe you have been challenged. Maybe you have even received a miracle. Maybe you become born again. But today, I want to ask you one special request. I want you to help us sustain this broadcast all around the world. And I believe that as you do that, you will be a great blessing to the people who hear the word of God. And as you do that, God himself is going to reward you. My announcer is going to come up and tell you how you can be a partner. And I want to encourage you that it doesn't matter where you are, where you live, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, you can still be a partner. My announcer will be coming out with the details, and I believe that it will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening to this short message. My name is Kakra Baden, and for our existing partners, I want to say a big thank you. And if you are listening, I don't want you to postpone this decision. I want you to just respond now, because somebody's life, somebody's family, somebody's soul is dependent on you. God bless you. Thank you.
If you'd like to partner with us, send a Facebook message with the word partner or an email with the word partner to info@kakrabaden.org. send a WhatsApp message to +233 500 49210. Call or text to +233 20 757 5215.